Jazz on 6.
From 2, BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson.
At 12, Don Letts.
Right now, Guy Garvey.
Guy Garvey on 6.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. My God, I'm in a good mood. And this could be my finest hour. Welcome, everyone. I am pre-recording this show in my little house in Manchester, as always. Thank you for joining me. Hope you're keeping warm. That was Simon Garfunkel for Emily, Whenever I May Find Her. And I am in a good mood. That's because I've just jumped off a train from London, where Elbow mastered their fifth studio album today. I'm very relieved and happy and excited. I just played it to the Badger and she loves it. So that's all you need to know, really. I'm in a great mood. That song's a lovely, wistful thing, isn't it? Beautiful melodies, beautiful playing as well from Paul Simon, as well as, of course, that incredible voice there, Art Garfunkel. A little bit too sickly sweet for some people, I do know. People whose musical taste I admire very much find that a little too sugary and overdramatic. But I think it just about stays within the boundaries of tasteful. Unlike this next song, which from the start to the end is an advert for not taking cocaine, Sammy Davis Jr., by his own admission on many occasions, was well into his Charlie. and you can't half hear it on this tune. Look out for my favourite introduction. I think he says, "Get along with your bad self." And as for the orchestrations, the xylophones in there, and I think at one point you can hear the clank of a kitchen sink. Completely over the top, a real slaughtering of a beautiful tune, but kind of hilarious, and I'm in the mood for it. Here's Sammy Davis Jr. This guy's in love with you.
Oh. 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 Go ahead with your bad self, Ray. One more time. You say this guy's in love with you. Yes, I'm in love. Who looks at you
the way I do. When you smile, I can tell we know each other very well. How can I show you? I'm glad I got to know you, 'cause I've heard some talk. They say you think I'm fine. Yes, I'm in love, and what I do to make you mine. Tell me now, is it so? Don't let me be the last to know. You know my hands are shaking. No, let my heart keep breaking, 'cause I need your love. I want your love. Say you're in love with this guy. If not, I will die. To know, you know my hands are shaking. Don't let my heart keep breaking, 'cause I need your love. I want your love. Say you're in love with this guy. If not, I will die. Sock it towards me. Are you in love? Are you in love with this guy?
What do you think? Sammy Davis Jr. and this guy's in love with you. oh dear, don't do drugs. This next tune is just beautiful, exquisite. I love it. It's meandering, it's gorgeous, the lyrics are simple but beautifully sung. This is, the artist's name is This Is The Kit. So this is The Kit. It's been out since the end of November. It's called Sometimes The Sea. Drift off on this, it's gorgeous.
Bridges. sometimes the wind, and sometimes the sea, and often the rain, and slightly the sun, and sometimes I sit still, but mostly I
wonderful, quite an antidote to Sammy Davis's amphetamine-fueled hysteria. That was This Is The Kit and Sometimes The Sea. Beautiful. It's time once again for the greatest radio item ever broadcast. It's time once again for That Was The Sky At Night, That Week That Was. On this week in 1956, a US Supreme Court ruling calling for the integration of Montgomery, Alabama's public bus company, was implemented. The town's black community had refused to use the segregated bus system since December 1955, when Rosa Lee Parks had been arrested for refusing to give up her seat to a white man. In international news, Japan became the 80th member of the United Nations this week, and the last few hundred British troops were withdrawn from the Canal Zone in Egypt, marking the final end of the Suez Crisis. They arrived back in Britain on New Year's Day, 1957. In international news, Christmas parties were held throughout the United Kingdom today for the children of Hungarian refugees. They'd come to the UK following the Soviet Union's suppression of the Hungarian Revolution earlier in the year. Several hundred were being put up in Blackpool. Well, that's nice, isn't it? Wouldn't it be great if something like that was happening here? In obit news, among those shuffling off this mortal coil this week was typographer William Dwiggins. He designed four widely used liner typefaces: Caledonia, Electra, Eldorado and Metro. Way over my head. In toy news, BBC cameraman Michael Bond bought a small toy from Selfridges for his wife Brenda this week in 1956, named Paddington because Michael was living near Paddington train station at the time. The bear inspired him to write some stories about the bear's adventures. I think we all remember Paddington, love it. In weather news, for once there was a white Christmas in 1956. Heavy snowfall all over the country. Birmingham saw its heaviest snow for 30 years, while the Snake Pass between Glossop and Sheffield was blocked. There was even an outbreak of skiing 25 miles south of London in Bexhill. Bend the knees. In album news, do you know what? I've got something very odd to tell you. I know several people who have had their only homosexual experience while skiing. Isn't that strange? Anyway, I digress. Number one in the UK album chart, which only began in July, was the soundtrack to The King and I. In total, it spent 47 weeks at number one, the third longest time ever after the soundtracks to The Sound of Music and South Pacific. The latter spent over 2 years at number one, and all three were written by Rodgers and Hammerstein. In chart news, the Christmas number one in the UK was Johnny Ray's Just Walking in the Rain. Is it Johnny Ray that used to cry every time he sang? I can't stand that kind of thing. Elvis Presley was number one in the US with Love Me Tender, and we'll hear from Elvis, but not that tune, because it sends me under. He made chart history with it, though, by having another 9 songs in the Billboard Top 100 at the same time. 10 records in the same chart would be a record until 1964, when who? The Beatles held 14 positions on the chart. Wild. In more music news, earlier in the month, Elvis had made his 50th and final appearance on the radio show Louisiana Hayride, an event marked at the end of the show with the first appearance of the phrase, Elvis has left the building. There was no Sky at Night this week, though, more importantly than all of that, mainly because the programme didn't start until the following year. However, Patrick Moore was on the radio programme Where Do We Go, discussing the prospect of interplanetary travel with Peter Scott. Patrick thought our first goal would be the moon. He was right about so many things, and I'm delighted to announce that on Boxing Day, the finest hour is dedicated to the great man. I'm doing a Patrick Moore special. We've got some beautiful archive. It's going to be a really touching, lovely show. And that was the No Sky at Night that week that was. And in true John Peel style, Badger's just come into the room to tell me...
The food has arrived.
And what is it?
It's curry.
It's curry. Like John Peel, I'm going to put on a record while I have a curry. Here's Elvis. In fact, shall I do it as John Peel?
No, because the man's at the door.
Oh, the man's at the door and he's paying. I'm going to go and pay this gentleman for my curry. Here's the king.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear. If you're not here with me, and when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white, but I have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
It's Adam and Joe!
And we're back on Six Music
this Christmas Day.
Join us for our traditional Christmas show from our special hut outside the walls of the big British castle.
We'll be putting up the decorations, swapping presents, and generally talking nonsense.
And you're all extremely welcome, so please do join us on Christmas Day from 10.
Adam and Joe's Christmas special. Christmas Day from 10. BBC Six Music.
Merry Christmas!
It's only a paper moon floating over a cardboard sea. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
There he goes. There's Elvis Presley with Blue Christmas. I hope you're not having one of those yourself. I didn't eat my dinner in 2 minutes. I spent a good time over my curry. You might have noticed my voice just dropped an octave or something like that. I had a green chilli experience, which I wouldn't wish to repeat. Mrs. Badger was like Red Adair there, pouring water down my throat. Yeah. Anyway, Patrick Watson has got a lovely voice, hasn't he? We heard him first with the Cinematic Orchestra. This is one of his tunes that's been chosen for us by Alan Piacentino. Let me see if I can find the email. Alan, where are you? Here we are. Alan says, simply, he says, he's in the south of France, Nice. Nice. He says, first, sorry for my bad English. I recommend to ear the song Call, Wooden Arms, De Patrick Watson. Why? So many reason, so many think to say. Oh, well, thank you very much. Thanks for trying with the English there. My French is much worse than your English, let me reassure you, Alan. And thank you very much for listening. This is Patrick Watson. It's for Alan over there in Nice. It's called Wooden Arms. The last time I was in Nice, we were touring with a wonderful band called Lift to Experience and Mercury Rev, and another band called Clem Snide. It was quite a while ago. We were due to play in a club called the Bikini Club, as I recall, but it blew up in a gas explosion. And we ended up playing in a municipal sports hall, which meant we had to share a changing room as our dressing room between all the bands. And we made very, very good friends of those gentlemen. So there you go. That's my niece story for Alan. I hope the Bikini was rebuilt. And here's Patrick Watson with Wooden Arms.
I wish I'd be in your wooden arms that swallowed me into a thousand dreams and held me close my wooden eyes that we just like a willow tree.
Crucial points in music history where the confluence of events and influences reach a watershed. One of these moments was the skiffle explosion of the late 50s, and riding the crest of that wave was Lonnie Donegan. Although he grew up listening to swing, jazz and vocal groups, his national service in Vienna gave him access to American Forces Network Radio, and he soon developed an obsession with American folk and blues. This potent mix of styles and his long-standing love of acoustic guitar created an exciting and fresh sound that grabbed the attention of post-war Britain's latest phenomenon, the teenager. Suddenly, Brill Cream crooners and sweeping strings were pushed aside by jangling guitars, T-chest basses and the rattle of washboards, all dragged along by infectious, exhilarated vocals. This raw and raucous sound fired the imaginations of a generation who realised that anyone could build an instrument and have a go. His music directly influenced everyone from Clapton and Townsend to a young Liverpudlian skiffle group named the Quarrymen, later to become the Beatles. As Billy Bragg put it, Donegan's music put a guitar to the hand of every working class lad in the land. So forget Elvis and Bill Haley and remember Lonnie Donegan, the true founding father of British rock. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Yeah, I hear Chris. Now this year's a story about an escaped convict called Long Gone Lost John. It's got a nice chorus, so if anybody want to join in, get away it goes. Sing them for them, boys.
Yeah.
Now it's long, long, long gone. Real nice. Now it's long, long, long gone. Hear what happened to him. Now Lost John was standing by the railroad track, waiting for the freight train to come back. The freight train come back and never made no stop. Lost John thought he'd have to ride the top. Now it's long, long. As a mouse, she said, Mr. Lost John, be my friend until the end. Cause I'm long, long, long gone. Hey, long, long, long gone. Now she said, Lost John, have some beer. I'll send for the porter and I'll bring it here. He said, now, woman, don't you buy no beer. The cops is on my trail. Here and I'm long, long, long gone. In the morning, long, long, long gone. Hey, Lost John made a pair of shoes of his own, the finest shoes that ever was worn. He was on the front, he was behind. You couldn't tell which way Lost John went. Now he's long, long. Been here and gone. I'm long, long, long gone.
Yeah,
and I'm long, long, long gone. And I'm long, long, long gone. And I'm long, long, long.
Lonnie Donegan with that Long Gone Lost John. Thanks so much to the Beckopedia. Okay. The Dark Sky Singers have got a song called Piano. It's a really beautiful little number. I say little, it's just under 2 minutes long. I think, I'm not sure if it's my tastes changing and I'm picking shorter tunes than I used to, or whether people are releasing shorter and shorter records. Curious. I think the traditional song structure is popular at the moment, and I think that means people are writing to-the-point tunes. And maybe my tastes are changing a little bit as well. I'm still fond of the epic. Anyway, the Dark Sky Singers, the song's called The Piano. It's from an album called Like No English, and I'm afraid there were only 150 copies pressed. So if you can get a hold of one, do let us know. Here we go.
You don't want to wait for an answer. I don't want to wait for you. I've got kids standing in my veins. Dark sky singer to tell me I'm a machine. If I sit down here for 5 minutes, will you get on before you fall like a piano, piano? You fall like a piano, piano. Missed it when you timed out.
That was the Dark Sky Singers and Piano. To remind you, I'm Guy Garvey, lead singer of Elbow. This could be my finest hour. I'm with you till midnight. The next tune I'm going to play for you is by Magnetic Fields. Peter Gabriel covered one of our songs earlier this year, and he also covered a lovely thing called The Book of Love by Magnetic Fields. Hopefully it got them more attention, well-deserved attention too. This next tune cracks me up. Have a listen to the lyrics. It's called I Wish I Had an Evil Twin. Magnetic Fields and I Wish I Had an Evil Twin. I love it.
There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'll blow our minds.
Let's have a little snippet from the BBC archive. Here's Sir Ralph Richardson once again, choosing one of his favourite Desert Island discs.
When I did go into the theatre, I did have a gramophone.
Mm-hmm.
For 10 years, more than that, I toured all over the country, different place every week, and I always kept this little gramophone with me, and it was a great pleasure to me. And then when I became, first of all, introduced, as it were, to music, is when I went to the Old Vic, and there I played with John Gielgud. I can't remember the year, I think it was nine, I can't quite remember the year. We were playing, rehearsing The Tempest,
mm-hmm.
and we were speaking about the music that might go with and they were choosing Delius. And they were saying to me, what do you think, when you come on as Caliban, what do you think, what part of Delius do you think that would be suitable? So I said, you know, I don't really know a great deal about Delius. And Gilgit said, you haven't got the Delius records at home. No, I said, I haven't the Delius records at home. Point of fact, I've only got a record at home. He said, how do you mean? I said, one record. I said, yes, I've been playing this record all these years on my little gramophone, and on one side, certainly, is T for Two. I've never turned the record over. There is something on the other side, but I've never tried that. But T for Two I like very, very much indeed. So... I've lost this record, or it's worn out. So could you just give me just a little sample of... It's Binny Hale.
Yes.
Is it not?
She was the lady who sang it first of all in No, No, Nanette.
That's right. Let's have just a little shot from it, shall we?
With home that I've rented, so I have invented my own. Darling, this place is a lover's oasis, where life's weary chase is unknown. Far from the cry of a city, where flowers pretty caress a stream. Cozy to hide in, to live side by side in, your blessings abide in my dream. And there's a chance, picture you upon my knee, just me for two, and two for tea, just me for you, and you for me alone.
Nobody near us, near us.
No friends or relations, but weekend vacations. We won't have it known till that we own the telephone.
When I'll awake and start to wave a sure the game for you to take for all the boys to see.
We will raise a family, a boy for you, a girl for me, for fantasy, for happy we will be.
I can't help but feeling for you.
Darling, I planned it. Can't you understand it? It's yours to command it, so do.
All of your schemes I'm admiring. They work desiring. But can't you see? I'd rather wait here for some future day, dear. It would be a great deal for me. Please, to be upon your knees, just me for two, and two for three, just me for you, and you for me alone.
Is nobody near us, see us or hear us, no friends or relations, on weekend vacations, we won't have it known till that we own the telephone.
Binny Hale and Joseph Coyne, T for Two, as chosen by Sir Ralph Richardson. Time for The Corrections, the part of the show where people write in and correct me. Given know-it-all a microphone and bound to slip up from time to time, it's been pointed out by Jorge and Alejandra, actually. There's a little note on this email saying, roll your R's now. Let me try that again. From Jorge and Alejandra, it's been pointed out that Rodrigo y Gabriela, who I played a couple of weeks ago, are not Spanish but Mexican. I also had another email from Mexico on that subject from Jesus Ortiz. I think that's our first Jesus on the show. Jesus pointed it out as well. Very sorry to Rodrigo y Gabriela fans who were offended. Mexican Rodrigo y Gabriela fans, if they were offended by that. Yes, they are indeed Mexican. Another email here from a Rob Green. He says, "Hi, Guy. Good to have you back. I did enjoy your guest presenters while you were away, though. Paul Heaton was particularly entertaining, and I thought I shall pass it on to him. Just listen to your show on a cold Thursday morning and enjoying a bit of PJ Harvey. Whenever I hear Send His Love to Me, I always think of the chords to Golden Brown and wonder whether this was a deliberate move by PJ, taking something familiar and reshaping it. M. Ward did something similar a few years ago on his Transistor Radio record, where he incorporated snippets of other songs into his melodies and lyrics to create the feel of station hopping on an old late-night radio. Very lovely it was too. All the best, Rob." Well, thank you, Rob. Thanks very much for your email. And I was torn. Should I play a PJ Harvey record to thank you for it, or a Stranglers record, or indeed an M. Ward record, all of which I love? I decided to go for the Stranglers' Golden Brown, because I've been talking about it recently. When you're making an album and you want people to hear it, you want it to be on the radio. Therefore, you pick one of your songs and maybe shape it a little bit more so that people at radio are likely to play it. The Golden Chalice, if you like, what's the phrase? The Holy Grail of singles is something truly original that doesn't fit into the normal category of what makes a radio hit. So an original artistic song that has mass appeal. And I think Golden Brown is the best example that I can think of one of them. It's got a crazy time signature, it's harpsichord based, and it doesn't have anything like a typical song structure. So a lesson to us all, and to all radio programmers everywhere. Let's try for something different next time, eh? Here's the Stranglers with Golden Brown.
Like sun, lays me down with my mind. She runs throughout the night. No need to fight, never a frown with Golden Brown. Every time, just like the last, on the ship, tied to the mast, two distant lands, takes both my hands. Never a frown with Golden Brown. Golden Brown, fine temptress, through the ages she's heading west. From far away, stays for a day. Never a frown with Golden Brown. Thank you.
Amazing. The Stranglers and Golden Brown. Lucky enough to meet them boys at different points in time. I've met nearly all of the Stranglers, and what a lovely bunch they are too.
BBC Six Music.
The Roxy Music Story.
I like being part of a team. It's very important to me to bounce ideas off people.
Brian Ferry was a brilliant networker and talker.
We did take ourselves very seriously, really.
I put this leather jacket in. I've got these bug-eye glasses. I mean, absolutely fantastic.
It made creating things a great adventure.
I don't think we thought we were going to be big conventional pop stars.
The Roxy Music Story.
There was a hit there, which was very useful.
Christmas Day at 10 p.m. on Six Music.
Guy Garvey on Six Music.
The matter and the anti-matter.
This next tune is something that pops up this time of year for me, since I heard it, what, 3 years ago maybe? 2 or 3 years ago? This is the Leisure Society's The Last of the Melting Snow, a beautiful melancholic thing which led to a friendship between me and Nick from the Leisure Society, and indeed, correspondence between this show and everybody in Brighton that's part of the Will Common Collective. Turfed out some amazing records. I played something from Climbers last week, and yeah, I'm going to play the Leisure Society's Last of the Melting Snow. With the exception of the Elvis tune, Blue Christmas, that I played before, there's only a couple of Christmas tunes, despite the time of year, on the show tonight. I figure that you'll be getting Christmas pretty much everywhere else you look, so I thought I'd keep it festive light. But this is definitely in reference to the kind of weather we're experiencing. It's a sad and melancholic and extremely beautiful love song. It probably owes a nod to Neil Young, but nevertheless, a truly beautiful piece of work. Here's the Leisure Society and The Last of the Melting Snow.
We hide ourselves.
I know loads of you will be poised with pen in hand. That was The Leisure Society and The Last of the Melting Snow. Great band. Sufjan Stevens is great. Age of the Ads is out now. It's a great record. And this tune's called Futile Devices. This guy goes from strength to strength. Sufjan Stevens. Wonderful. Sufjan Stevens and Futile Devices. A friend of mine asked me recently if I had some kind of aversion to playing Bob Dylan tunes on the show. There might be something in that. I love Dylan, but I don't play him very often. It's because his show used to follow mine, and it's advisable not to play somebody's tunes if you're going to hear from them, you know, within the next couple of hours. So I guess maybe when scanning my record collection, I've been skipping over Bob too much. So here we are. Let's hope I can reset that. Blood on the Tracks. This is Tangled Up in Blue. I love this tune.
Early one morning, the sun was shining. I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress, papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through, tangled up in blue. Soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, both agreeing it was best. She turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday. I had a
job in the great north woods, working as a cook for a spell. But I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky was to be employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind. And I just grew tangled up in blue. She was working in a topless place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face in the spotlight so clear. Later on, when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said, Timmy, don't I know your name? I muttered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. Pray. I thought you'd never say hello, she said, you look like a silent type. And she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. From me to you, basement down the stairs. There was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves, and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. Get to her somehow. All the people we used to know, they're an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are carpenters' wives. Don't know how it all got started, I don't know what they're doing with their lives. But me, I'm still on the road, heading for another joint. We always did feel the same, we just saw it from a different point of view.
BBC.
Six Music.
On digital.
Online.
BBC Six Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC, that's who.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stopped trying. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something inside has died, and I can't hide, and I just can't.
together, don't you feel it too? Still, I'm glad for what we had and how I once loved you. But it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something inside has died and I can't hide and I just can't fake it. Oh, no, 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 no.
The wonderful Carole King from the album Tapestry, that's It's Too Late. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, pre-recording my show here from my house in Manchester, and it'll be broadcast in a few weeks' time. I'm doing it quite ahead of schedule at the moment, due to Christmas time. Everybody at the BBC thinks they deserve a holiday, so they tend to get one. There's Carole King. I'm going to play a tune by Bjork next. In the first hour of the show, I mentioned that I was listening to shorter and shorter tunes. And then I saw this coming up on my playlist that I've put together here. This is from the album Vespertine, which I think is going to be remembered as being Bjork's best album. It's a thing of real intricacy and beauty. Concentrate on the melody on this song. It's so gorgeous and it really shows her voice off. From Vespertine, here's Bjork and Unison.
So much on me. Born stubborn, me will always be. Before you count one, two, three, I will have grown my own private branch of this tree. You, gardener, you, discipliner, domestically. I can obey all of your rules and still be bee. I never thought I would compromise. I never thought I would compromise. I never thought I would compromise. I'm not afraid to die.
that gorgeous? That's Bjork from the album Vespertine, which of all the records I'm going to play tunes from this evening, I recommend if you don't have Vespertine by Bjork, go get it. Right time of year to listen to it as well. Lots of crystalline, crunchy, crisp, cold sounds on it, but it's just gorgeous. So, yes, I have an email here from Kevin Phillips. Says, my wife and I listen to your show through iPlayer on a Monday night about 10 o'clock. Tonight is typically enjoyable. Thank you very much. He goes on to say they were at the Sage Gateshead the evening after this email was written to see the wonderful Joanna Newsom, supported by the irrepressible Roy Harper, of all people. And I've never met Joanna Newsom, but I've met Roy Harper, and he's a hoot, a really lovely man. By way of smugly sharing our experience with your good self, we'd like to recommend a Joanna Newsom song for your show from her brilliant Have One On Me CD. Track one, disc two, On A Good Day. It's all too short and very sweet. Oh, and very, very sad too, if you don't mind me saying so, Kevin. Kevin and Yaffa. They also thank me for an enjoyable performance at the Sage. Excuse me. For an enjoyable performance at the Sage with the very lovely Jessica Hoop last year. It was nice of you and your elbows to provide such stout support for her. Ah, thank you for your warm support. I'll wear it always. Thanks very much, Kevin and Yaffa, for the email. Indeed, I will play this lovely little song from Joanna Newsom. It's full of tenderness and love and sadness at the same time. I think the most complex human emotions are the hardest ones to get into song. You tend to want to simplify feelings when you write a song about them in order for people to understand it more clearly. But they're not the best songs. This is really just, if something's not gone right with somebody you love, I'm not getting emotional, I'm just full of curry. if something's not all right with somebody you love, it doesn't stop you loving them entirely. And to write about it in a grey way like that, not I'm sad, but I'm happy and I love you and at times it was great. And she's trying to say so many things in a very, very simple way here. But ultimately, it's incredibly sweet and incredibly sad. I've probably been talking now for longer than the song actually lasts. Kevin, this is for you and Yaffa. Here's Joanna Newsom with On A Good Day.
Hey, the end is near. On a good day, you can see the end from here. But I won't turn back now, though the way is clear. I will stay for the remainder. I saw life and I called it mine. I saw it drawn so sweet and fine. And I had begun to fill in all the lines, right down to what we name her. Our nature does not change by will. In the
just beautiful. Joanna Newsom, On A Good Day, for Kevin and Yaffa. The next tune is by Monsters of Folk. You're all primed Six Music listeners. You know who's in that supergroup. What a great collective. The Sandman, The Breakman and Me is the tune. It was originally recommended by Debbie Goldsmith. And I'll never thank you enough for it, Debbie.
Letting off some steam. This has to be the slowest train that I have ever seen. And the Sandman's waiting to deliver me my dream. guess I'll lay my head against my elbow in the window. Watch the wheels go, watch the wheels go. Roll on, oh little train. Brakeman, blow your whistle, throw your weight upon the chain. Make way, for whatever will be between the Sandman, the brakeman and me. And the Sandman's waiting to deliver me my dream. Guess I'll lay my head against my elbow in the window. Let my wheels go, let my wheels go. Whatever will be for the Sandman, the brave man in me. Roll on, oh little train. Break man, blow your whistle, throw your weight upon the chain. Oh, make way. Whatever will be for the Sandman. Break man in me.
Six music.
December evenings.
They're cold, they're dark. What could possibly brighten them up?
I think one opportunity which very cold weather does provide is something that everybody should do at one point in their lives.
Well, you could listen to Gideon Co.
And that is freeze your hair.
Or alternatively, freeze your hair.
I calculated that if I left the house with wet hair, it would be frozen solid by the time I crossed the River Stour. Some say Stour.
Some say
Stour Rangeway to quaff your barnet.
And I was right. As a result, it was the best quiff I've ever had.
Brilliant. Hear Gideon Co. Monday to Thursday nights from 9. Music, guests and hair care advice.
Leave it to the experts.
Yes, maybe you should.
Six Music.
Jolly Jupiter. It's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
That was Monsters of Folk, The Sandman, The Brakeman and me. I love it. Let's have one from Beirut with a little bit of a flagon swigging. What's the motion when you do with your arm there? You wave your flagon, do you? I don't know what you do. Anyway, it's a beer drinking song, if you ask me. It's Beirut and it's Mimizan.
Oh,
Wonderful. That was Mimi Zan from Beirut. It's 20 years that I've been in Elbow. Next July, we'll be in the middle of festivals, I would imagine, in July. And I'm not sure how we're going to celebrate yet. But so coming up for 20 years ago, Craig Potter let me know that he shared a passion for Cat Stevens because I owed him a fiver. And I owed it him for longer than I should have done, perhaps a few weeks. And eventually he said to me, in a very guarded, sort of sideways way, you can give me that Cat Stevens record rather than the fiver if you want. And that's how he let me know that he liked Cat Stevens. Some years later, Craig Potter, ace keyboardist with the band Elbow, he managed to perfect the perfect Cat Stevens impression. If you ever run into Craig drunk, you should get him to do his Cat Stevens for you. He'll love that. Here he is. Not Craig, but Cat with Hard-Headed Woman.
A hard, hard, hard. I'm looking for a hard-headed woman, one who'll take me for myself. And if I find my hard-headed woman, I won't need nobody else. No, no, no. I'm looking for a hard-headed woman, headed woman, one who'll make me do my best. And if I find my hard-headed woman, I know the rest of my life will be blessed. Yes, yes, yeah, yes. I know a lot of fancy dancers, people who can glide you on the floor. They move so smooth, but have no answers. When you ask what you come here for, I don't why.
For our Craig, the day I'm pre-recording the show is his birthday, actually. Happy birthday, mate. That was Cat Stevens and Hard-Headed Woman. This next tune is by The Low Anthem. They tend to do very organic, very spontaneous sounding music, But this has been worked and worked and worked. Every note of this is perfect, which tells me they knew they were onto a really special song. This one's going to last for years and years and years. From the Low Anthem, this is Charlie Darwin. Isn't that just stunning? The Low Anthem and Charlie Darwin. So I mentioned earlier on that I had a green chilli experience while I was enjoying my dinner with Mrs. Badger downstairs. She poured two pints of water down my neck as well as some mango chutney. That did the trick, by the way, if you're ever in that predicament. It left me with like a strange ringing sensation in my ears. It really was quite an experience. Why am I going back over this hideousness? It's because I ended up singing this song to myself while Badge was pouring water down my throat. This is Van Morrison, and it stoned me.
Half a mile from the county fair, and the rain came pouring down. Me and Billy standing there with a silver half a crown. Had the full of a fishing rod and the tackle on our backs. We just stood there getting wet with our backs against the fence. Hope it don't rain all day. And it stoned me to my soul. Stoned me just like Jelly Roll. And it stoned me. Yet it stoned me to my soul. Stoned me just like going home. And it stoned. And the rain let up and the sun came up and we were getting dry. Almost let a pickup truck nearly pass us by. So he jumped right in the driver grinned and he dropped us up the road. And we looked at the swim and we jumped right in, not to mention fishing poles. Oh, the water. Let it run all over me. Yeah, it stung me to my soul. Stung me just like Jelly Roll. Yeah, it stung me. Yeah, it stung me to my soul. Getting dry. Then we saw the man from across the road with the sunshine in his eye. Well, he lived all alone in his own little home with a great big gallon jar. There were bottles too, one for me and you. And he said, hey, there you are. Get myself from the mountain stream. Yet it stung me to my soul. Stung me just like Jelly Roll. Yet it stung me. Yet it stung me to my soul. Stung me just like going home. Yet it stung.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's finest hour. on Six Music.
Absolutely love it. From the album Moondance, that's Van the Man Morrison, and it stoned me. I don't know why, but it put me in mind of Layla Diane. We do love her on the finest hour. She's a lovely girl as well. We've met her a couple of times and spoken to her on the phone. Tours with her father in a band. He's also a very, very sweet man. I wonder if she's working on another record. I certainly hope so. I noticed actually that Laura Marlin is doing a cover of the same song that she covered with Headless Heroes, the Jackson C. Frank song, Blues Run the Game. I can't wait to hear Laura's version of the song. Layla's is certainly beautiful, but this is one of her own from her second album, To Be Still. This is Dry Grass and Shadows. Have a listen to this girl's voice. It's amazing. Wonderful. A little bit of a break from ice and freezing fog. That was Dry Grass and Shadows from Layla Diane. So some very spurious things remind me of Christmas. For some reason, Leonard Cohen's voice does. This was the first of his songs that I ever became aware of when I was about 15, I suppose. Although the picture of, is it Songs, which it's got a close-up of his face on, that kicks around my head as a childhood image, so it must have been in the house somewhere, but I didn't discover it till I was in my teens. Anyway, here is Leonard Cohen with Suzanne.
Suzanne takes you down to her place near the river. You can hear the boats go by, you can spend the night beside her, and you know that she's half crazy, but that's why you wanna be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, then she gets you on her wavelength, and she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know that she will trust you, for you've touched her perfect body with your mind. And Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from his lonely wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said, all men will be sailors then until the sea shall free them. But he himself was broken long before the sky would open. Forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. And you want to travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and you think maybe you'll trust him, for he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Now Suzanne takes your hand and she leads you to the river. She is wearing rags and feathers from Salvation Army counter, and the sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor. And she shows you where to look among the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed, there are children in the morning, they are leaning out for love, and they will lean that way forever while Suzanne holds the mirror. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know you can trust her, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind.
Leonard Cohen and Suzanne.
Christmas on Six.
Ho, ho, ho! It's Adam and Joe!
And we're back on Six Music
this Christmas Day.
Join us for our traditional Christmas show from our special hut outside the walls of the big British castle.
We'll be putting up the decorations, swapping presents, and generally talking nonsense.
And you're all extremely welcome, so please do join us on Christmas Day from 10.
Adam and Joe's Christmas Special. Christmas Day from 10. BBC Six Music.
Merry Christmas!
I've been pushing Bill Evans, haven't I, for some time now. I absolutely love his record. It was a staff recommendation in FOP Records in Manchester. Can't thank him enough. So I've become a Bill Evans pusher from the beautifully titled Everybody Digs Bill Evans. I'm definitely going to do that one day. If I ever release a solo album, it's going to be called Everybody Digs Guy Garvey. Okay, see if I get away with it. I doubt it very much. Anyway, this lovely thing is called Young and Foolish. I'm one of those two things still.
Thank you.
Bill Evans and Young and Foolish. So I am going to end on a Christmas song. Can't completely ignore it, and I'm really looking forward to it this year. First time I've ever owned a house where I've bought a tree and put it up. Me and Badge are going to get about that. Next week's Finest Hour, which falls on Boxing Day, is a Patrick Moore special. I'm digging up all kinds of archive clips of the great man talking about his life. I celebrate him every week, but I thought I'd do a proper Patrick Moore special. So that's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to that. But I'm on Six Music before then. I'll be appearing on Richard Hawley's Christmas Day programme here on Six Music. He's told me some of the things he's got lined up. And I'm not going to spoil the surprise, but it's going to be brilliant. Stick him on in the background while you're tucking into your turkey. In the meantime, is Louis Armstrong. And is that you, Santa Claus?
Is that you, Santa Claus? Gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas sharing, but I pause because hang in my stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? Shoe is dark out, ain't the slightest spark out on my clacking jaw. Who's there? Who is it? Stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Are you bringing a present for me? Something pleasantly pleasant for me? That is just what I've been waiting for. Would you mind slipping it under the door? Old winds are howling. Or could that be growling? My legs feel like straw. Yeah, my, oh me, my. Kindly will you reply? Is that you, Santa Claus? Yes, hang in the stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? You stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Oh, there, Santa, you gave me your scare. Now stop teasing, cause I know you're there. We don't believe in no goblins today, but I can't explain why I'm shaking that way. Then I can see old Santa in the keyhole. I'll get to the car. One beacon I'll try there. Oh, oh, there's an eye there. Is that you, Santa Claus? Please, please, I pay to my knees. Say that's you, Santa Claus. That's him, all right.
Uncle Satchmo, Louis Armstrong, and Zat You, Santa Claus. Love it. Have a safe, warm, and wonderful Christmas. If it's not your favourite kind of time of year, and for some people it isn't, then stay warm and watch your favourite things and listen to your favourite things and eat things you shouldn't and just have a great time. If it is your favourite kind of year, then have a wild one. Have a really good time. I'm going to be here appearing on Richard Hawley's Christmas Day special here on Six Music. Tune in for that. And if you missed that, I'll see you Boxing Day here on The Finest Hour. Thank you very much to Beckopedia and Michelle and Peter and Ian and Boz and everyone who helps me put the show together. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. And I guess it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Week and Happy Christmas. Abby Titmus.
Midnight, I spent another lonely day.
see.